Blog Talk Radio.
We are the UR Tennis Network. Our mission is to be the voice of tennis. We enlist a team of passionate enthusiasts to promote our sport. We strive to bring interesting perspectives on the many spins of tennis. Our goal is to provide the learners of our sport with current news and information from many angles. We seek active participation from communities interested in tennis, but tennis is not interested in them. We are expanding our outreach. Tennis is a true lifetime sport that needs to be talked about, and the UR Tennis Network pledges to pursue this idea relentlessly.
Good afternoon, high school tennis fans. Welcome to the UR Tennis Network, where you'll find all your tennis news. This is your host, Coach Denise, bringing you the FHS-TCA perspective on high school tennis. I think we have should be a very interesting show lined up for you today. We have a gentleman that I've known for quite a few years, been in the PTR together, and I'll introduce him in a little while. And next week, our show will include Dave Pasquale, the men's and women coach at Emory-Riddle University. Dave has been a great supporter of the Florida High School Tennis Coaches Association, and he's spoken at our workshops, which again we will hold in Daytona Beach this year, December 10th through 12th. That's the FACA workshops, and of course the FHS-TCA does the puts together the program and does the instructions for that, being we're the tennis arm of the FACA. Before we get into this week's show, we should clear up a little business from last week. First, I owe you an apology. I had talked about an issue we were talking about with Coach Creasy when I was on Coach Jason's show with them, and the discussion in Florida Tennis Magazine. And I just received Florida Tennis Magazine that day and saw an issue that, and an article that talked about a similar. And of course, I informed everybody that you could probably pick it up at your local tennis courts, and if not, you pick it up at our website, FHSTCA.org. After the show, I received numerous phone calls, and I also received emails stating not only couldn't they find Florida Tennis Magazine at the club, but that it wasn't on our website. And I should have realized when we didn't put it on our website yet that what Jim Marks had sent me was an advance copy, and the issue didn't go out until the following day. We do have the articles I write for Florida Tennis are on our site, and you can just go to the articles on there to see that, or you could go to the links and you can pick up the read the whole last issue on our website. But I'm sure you will also find it at your club by now because the magazine is out. So I apologize. I was one step ahead of the curve last week when I was talking about the issue of Florida Tennis Magazine. But you should find it at your club now. And if not, you will find it at our website, www.fhstca.org. Those of you that's been listening over this year, we've only been on since the beginning of the year, have heard me talking quite often about the importance of continuing education, and a couple articles I just wrote on our Facebook site relating the koi fish to the possible tennis pro or tennis coach, and of course a koi fish that's in a fishbowl will only grow to an inch big. But that same koi fish is placed in a pond will grow to up to a foot in size. So I think of that like continuing education. If you become a pro, you become a tennis coach, and you're limited to what you once knew, then quite frankly, that's your limit. So I'm excited about today's show because on today's show, and I see we have him here now, is Steve Keller. And Steve Keller is responsible for the education, the direction of the Professional Tennis Registry, which I've been blessed to be a member of for over 25 years. And I'm not sure how long Steve has been a member. We'll ask him, but I know he was with Vandermeer Tennis Center for 18 years prior to going to there. To the PTR taking over that position. And he's somebody that has traveled in every state doing presentations for the PTR. Steve, are you there?
I am, John. How are you?
I'm blessed, Steve. I'm blessed. How are you?
I am great. Thank you.
Well, I'm especially excited to have you on the show today because primarily not just because our associations with the PTR, but quite frankly, your job with the PTR, which my own bias, I've been preaching for a number of years the importance of it. And as a matter of fact, under the FHSTCA, we certify FHSTCA team tennis coach, and we give points. Besides taking our exam, we give points, and those points can be accumulated by courses at the PTR and the USPTA and the USTA and Human Kinetics provide. And the Human Kinetics helped us set up our program. So if John Denise says, yes, I've taken that course or I've read that book, we can go in and find out if they did. And, of course, it's the same way with the PTR. So a longtime believer of continuing education. And if you would, why don't you just talk to me a little bit about the PTR educational pathway.
No, I'd be delighted. First of all, John, thank you so much for having me on. It's always a pleasure and a privilege to talk to somebody who's so passionate about this game. So a big thanks. Regarding PTR and our education pathway, the vision of PTR dates back all the way into the early 70s when my former boss and legendary coach Dennis Vandermeer was working with Billie Jean King. Dennis was her coach, as a lot of people know, and for the Battle of the Sexes match. And after Billie Jean's triumph, the tennis boom was really launched here in the U.S. back in the early 70s. One of the things that they did is they launched a tour of camps and programs, and they saw the need for quality coaches to service all of these new players coming into the game. So in 1976, Dennis founded, at the time, United States Professional Tennis Registry, USPTR. And years later, we simply changed it to PTR because of our incredible international growth. And so now we're simply referred to as PTR. In fact, we're over 15,000 members in 125 countries. So in terms of growth, it's just been exponential. Regarding our education pathway, We started with one certification and ran that simply from 1976 all the way through the end of 2010. And now, as of 2015, we're very proud to be able to say that we offer over 1,000 hours of education, and that's specialized education, I might add. So to say the least, we've come a long way.
We certainly have, and you've been a big part of that. I believe you've been in all 50 states, haven't you?
Yes, I have the distinction of being the second person. In fact, my boss, Dan Santorum, who is incredibly well-traveled, he was the first to do it. And then last year I was able to hit my 50th and final state. So, yes, I've been to all 50.
Well, and you've done a fantastic job. And there really is a need for this because, unfortunately, you see too often people, and people work hard and they mean well and they want to do a good job and they go out and they get certified and they, you know, they think that's the end of it. The education stops there. Some schools, quite frankly, I coached in high school in Florida for 20 years, and the high school I was at, they would pay you, they would pay for your first year of training to go to the FACA workshop. But after that, it was a policy that, you know, they didn't pay for any more education. It was like, gee, you've learned everything and there's nothing more to learn. And so it's not just with tennis pros. Unfortunately, I think when we just have to be aware is that we're continuously learning, and we're not just learning from our students. There's excellent people like yourself out there that are providing programs. Can you tell, you know, and I suppose that's one of the reasons of the change. I was one of those people that there was just, you know, you're either an instructor or a pro. No, I think it was something else back when I started. But now we've gone into, you know, where you can get certified through the PTR at many different levels. And I think that's important. And I have to admit, I came a little late to that because I felt, being I came from a basketball coaching into tennis, that I shouldn't be called a pro. So therefore, as a tennis instructor, and for years I as a tennis instructor, but I wanted more education, and I wanted to go get into the high-performance coaching program, and because of that, then I wound up taking this certification exam for being a tennis pro. Why don't you tell us some of the vehicles, some of the pathways there are now?
No, I appreciate that, John. As I mentioned earlier, we had one certification from 1976 all the way through the end of 2010. But in 2011, we knew that the timing was right to make a change. As a lot of people know, there was a rule change that went in for 10 and under tennis. And fortunately, through the vision of our board and obviously Dan Santorum as our CEO, we knew that the time was right to make a change and get into specialized education. The simple, and when you think about it, John, how we teach a six-year-old is going to be vastly different from how we teach an adult player. So we felt that the specialized education would really serve us well and obviously serve, you know, all of the people that are out there that are passionate coaching. One of the things that we did is we were very proud of being able to launch that, and to date we've had over 3,000 coaches, in fact well over 3,000 coaches, go through that 10 and under certification. In addition to the 10 and under, we added a performance route because, again, we wanted to make sure that we served that need. And then, lo and behold, as a result, the 11 to 17 program came on the scene. And as a lot of people know, these kids are not going to stay under the age of 10 forever. So we wanted to make sure that we had good education that was available for coaches that were working with middle school and high school age players. not necessarily performance players, but coaches that were working with developing players. And so in this year, it's just been incredible, you know, in terms of the growth and in terms of what we've been able to do with it. So, again, we're very proud of what we've done.
And there is a progression. I know Dennis always talked about the progression in teaching and everything. And there is a progression, and I think what you just pointed out is so important. From 10 and under, they're not going to stay 10 and under forever. They're going up there, and the training and the teaching is different than it is for the younger people. So your thought process has to be different too. And I think that's an important thing that the PTR has always been out front of, and I really think that it's just so important that if you're going to keep going. I tell people all the time that one of the things I've been blessed with, and people say, yeah, you coached high school so long, what do you contribute your success to? Well, I contributed to an athletic director who put up with the mistakes I made early on. But if we could get rid of some of those mistakes and so that you're making less mistakes because of training, it makes it easier for everybody.
Without a doubt, John. I mean, you speak so well of that. And when I think of all the mentors and the different people that I've had that have influenced my career, it's just amazing. So you're right. It's a lifelong journey of learning. And I believe as I came onto the show, you were basically stating the fact that, you know, when you feel like you've come to the end of the road in terms of learning, it's probably time to get out.
That's right. That's right. It's and I think one of the things I'm continuously preaching to coaches, the same things that we're asking of our students, we should be asking of ourselves. Because if they're real for them, they're real for us too. And I think that's, you know, that's just so important.
Couldn't agree with you more.
Can you tell me the continuing education requirements now? They're different. When I first started, it was just if you wanted to move to the next level. But why don't you talk for a minute about, you know, what the requirements are if you're going to stay a PTR pro?
Gladly. In an effort to elevate the standards of tennis teaching professionals and coaches, here in the United States, PTR and USPTA agreed to continuing education requirements. Those started actually January 1st of 2014, and both organizations are now requiring their certified members to earn at least a minimum of 12 continuing education hours for every 3 years. Now, when you stop and think about it, 12 hours over 3 years really isn't that much, not to mention the fact that there's a lot of free opportunities that are out there for coaches to take advantage of. So what we want to have happen, and really as a result of this, is a coach that has been, you know, set in a position, say, for a long period of time that doesn't have the opportunity to get out and attend conferences, or symposiums, we're trying to take and again, raise the bar, raise the level, and get these coaches out there and get them more information. It was good timing on our end because of the specialized education that we now offer. We've got a lot of different things that are out there for coaches to take advantage of. The other thing is, and this is, I'm going to speak personally here for a moment, but again, I feel that coaches should really embrace professional development and continuing education. As a lot of people know, I'm in the business of education, but I still try to attend really anything and everything that I can. So, in other words, when I'm not speaking and I'm at a conference, I'll sit in on as many lectures and try to take in as many viewpoints and different philosophies that are out there. That's how we're all going to get better, and that's how our students are going to improve. In fact, all students should really have a degree of comfort knowing that their coach is current with all the latest trends and developments in the game. It's just a total win-win for everyone.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, and I know that the conferences, many of them that I go to and I see you at, if you're not presenting, I see you in the audience with us, and I think that's a message. I also think one of the things that people don't realize with going to these workshops and conventions are, I think back to when I was blessed for, you know, over, God, I forgot how many years, but 10 or 12 years, I worked with my son. The John Denny School of Tennis was really his school, and I used to say I was the other John Denise, and he was a national tester for the PTR back then, and I used to push him every year, either I went or he went to the PTR because of business there, and sometimes when he was so young and he was working, he's going, he'd say, Dad, you know, you go again, I don't have to go there. Well, when he went, he came back to Florida, not only with more knowledge, because, you know me and the pain in the neck I am, I made sure he shared everything, but also he was just refreshed from being away from, you know, for a week, 4 or 5 days, whatever it was, going in and hearing other people. And sometimes it's just hearing that some of these other people are having some of the same problems that I am, that it isn't just me this is going on. So I think especially for the younger pros, and I know, and I, like I said, I was blessed, the best years of my life was working with my son together. But I used to really push, and we talk now, and he always says, you know, the best thing that ever happened, you know. We didn't go together often. We did go together a couple of times, but usually because of business, and you're trying to take care of business, and when you're not a big, big tennis school and you're a small one, you manage your time, but you better include workshops and training in your time if you want to continue. Otherwise, it's going to get old fast.
Couldn't agree with you more.
What's new for 215 now? Can you talk about that?
Sure, John. We've got a lot of exciting things coming. You know, one of the best things about what we're doing right now is the opportunity to continue to expand. So we've got several different things that we've launched for 2015. The one thing that's very important to emphasize is, you know, the education and the certification doesn't stop on one level. So, in other words, it continues on and on and on. So a couple of other things that we've got cooking right now, too, John, are, you know, we've got an alumni program that we've just started and a junior apprentice program. So We're constantly trying to, again, get more people involved, keep people active, keep them in the game, and the more we continue to do that, the better. Along with the new initiatives that we've got going on right now, we've got a couple of great things that we're offering. We've got a new level that's in there for coaches that have gone through the initial level. So those coaches that have a vested interest, say they're a junior director or a performance director, and they want a little more, we've got a four-day specialty course, which is called our Level 3 course. Then we, of course, have a Master of Tennis course that we offer that is it's really like, in essence, going to school and getting your master's degree. So we've got a lot going on right now in terms of new for 2015. We've also got a senior development that's going to launch just after the end of the summer, hopefully right around Labor Day, because that's a demographic that has, you know, long been neglected to a degree. You know, you've got everybody who, under the sun, who comes into a club or a program, and they say, hey, I want to work with the best players. And, you know, in many cases, these seniors, they want to get better too. We want to keep them in the game. We want to keep them energized and not lose them, you know, to other activities. So again, we're constantly trying to think outside of the box and grow the game.
And that's important. And I think, you know, sometimes if we don't do it, I think back to 5-6 years ago, I don't remember exactly when I was pushing the 60-60 play and stay doubles, and the talk, I can't think of now, at the PTR symposium there from USA from Connecticut, it was actually about pushing that in a way and see, because we wanted to do the 10 and under. But I think back, and I know I appreciate you helping me. You gave me some names in New Orleans, and I went down and, tried to show them to get enough people playing doubles on a smaller court. And today, one of our biggest challenges is pickleball. And I can't help but to, you know, hopefully it's not my ego, but I can't help but to sit there and think back and say, I wonder if we were able to convince the USTA to take a bigger position on that there rather than, you know, a couple PTR pros pushing this idea around if, you know, we would have more seniors today. But you have to think out of the box, and I think you have to also make sure, don't be afraid to make a mistake. You know, when we started our certification program, everybody said, well, is that perfect? Is this right? You know, and this is why I sent it to the PTR, and I sent it to the USPTA, and I sent it to the USTA. I didn't expect it to be perfect, but if I waited for it to be perfect, you know, there would be none. Now Texas and California were talking together about, you know, coming out with their own. It won't be the FHSTCA, but our agreement with Human Kinetics that helped us put it together allows us to, any state organization, to change their name and put their own name on it. But don't wait for it to be perfect. You'll never get it off the ground.
That's right.
All right. So I appreciate, you know, people in the education field like you and what you're doing. How about the one thing that I haven't spent much emphasis on, and my wife and I were talking recently, and I don't know if we need a charm light, but I'm seeing an awful lot lately about fair play and cheating. And I haven't run into cheating a lot. I have. You know, there's always a discussion of fair play. What is it? Is the PTR addressing that?
I got to tell you what, John, it's a great question. It's a terrific question. When we first started down the road with specialized education, our CEO, Dan Santorum, personally requested that we include content directing fair play and sportsmanship. Dan has a young son who competes in multiple sports, and it was identified early that this is a very important area to cover in all of our educational offerings moving forward. To be perfectly honest, the industry really hasn't done enough in this area in recent years, so one of the things that we were fortunate to have is Ann Pankhurst, who developed a lot of our educational offerings, was able to put quite a few pieces layered into all of our certification and education offerings on fair play and sportsmanship. The bottom line is really simple, John, the way I look at it. Coaches have a tremendous opportunity to use tennis really as a resource to develop a lot of character and life skills with these young athletes. So to include content in this area is a no-brainer. We're going to continue to push and press for more emphasis in this particular area as we move forward because we all know how important it is. The other problem, too, is it's been skipped. I mean, honestly, the last generation, maybe even two, there really hasn't been enough done about fair play and sportsmanship. I know when I was a junior coming up, there was a lot of emphasis on it, and it seems like we got away from it. Everybody was so bent on trying to maintain a ranking or to get to a certain level that, you know, people would basically do anything and everything that they could. So it's a very important piece, and it's something that I'm very proud that we're actually addressing.
Well, I'm going to ask you for a little assistance there, because I have to, we pride ourselves in Florida trying to lead the way, but that is something, and maybe it's because years ago it was just something that was part of what we did, and it's not no more. But I need some help with that if I'm going to lead our organization. So anything you can do to help me there, I would appreciate that, because it is important. And I hear more and more of it lately. And sometimes you don't get involved in something you don't realize is a potential problem until the problem exists. And I plead guilty to that. So I would ask you please to keep me abreast of that, Steve, because we need to do more in Florida. And if the PTO is going to step out and be a leader in that, I want to be part of it, and we'll support it any way you can. And if you or somebody wants to come to our workshop in December in Daytona Beach, on that side, I'd be, well, not only happy, I'd be blessed to have you there.
Well, we appreciate that. In fact, I'm really glad that you brought this topic up, John, because I was just talking the other day, and somebody had asked me for some specifics on this, because, it's one thing to talk about it, it's another to be able to offer some things, and I kind of racked my brain, in terms of opportunities, and I've got a couple that I'm just going to go ahead and share with our audience. One of the things that we could do is we can get our younger people to work in their community, different projects, whether it be schools or working with younger children. We should get some of these high school players to actually join an organization like PTR, the upperclassmen. We have a great program called PTR on Campus, where they're 16. We can help them get some education under their belt and help them with certification down the road. It's a great opportunity for them to pay it forward with a lot of these younger players. We can get them to captain a junior team tennis team. Why not go ahead and get involved with training? I know the USTA is constantly looking for new people to step up and become, linesmen, umpires, court officials. They're constantly looking, and it's a great way for a young person to really get some education in that area. So, again, the more I continue to think about it, the opportunities are out there. They're present. But, again, as coaches, we need to really steer these young people in that right direction, and again, I think we're doing the right thing.
Well, I think you are, and that brings me into one of our partners or sponsors, and also one of the PTRs, and that's Team Connection. And we have a program. Team Connection believes in playing it forward, and they've worked out with us that we have a point system for one team next year in 2016. They give free tennis uniforms to a high school team. And to get points for doing that, the coaches and the players gather points to do it. Coaches can get points by attending workshops and teams and everything. Players get points by USTA events, by going to FHS TCA events, by the tournaments they play, by playing in the state championship. But more points they get if they do volunteer hours. So if they're volunteering and attending another program, or they're volunteering in another way, they get more points for that. And, of course, the most points they get is with their grade point average, Team Connection, the point system that we did together. And that's what happens. And then they have until October 1st of this year to submit those. And we will add up the points. And one school, one high school in Florida, boys or girls, will have free uniforms, because the students – and this year, and the coaches this year, are playing it forward. And we think team connection for that, just like they provide PTR clothing, they provide our FHS TCA clothing, and they're a great resource for uniforms.
They're definitely a great group. We've certainly enjoyed our relationship with them, and when you see us out and about in all of our Adidas gear, obviously they've done a great job, and again, it's just been a great partnership.
Yeah, and it's been for us too. They're a great company, no two ways about it. I probably should be more interested in asking you more questions on the alumni group with my age. But truthfully, I'm really so proud that the PTR came up with the free apprentice program for high school tennis students. But one of the things that we've been preaching for quite a while is, you know, go back and help your community. A high school team is not just made up of a coach and players. The community has to get involved. And if we go back to those 10 and under programs, we could sit there. My wife, as you know, runs the District 15 NJTL in our community. And, of course, I'm there twice a year for her six-week program because she reminds me I can't afford a divorce. But we get all the high school kids come in, and they help out every Saturday. And number one, when you have 40, 50 kids on a Saturday, you need a lot of help. I don't care how good of a tennis pro you are. Two or three tennis pros are not going to be able to do a great job keeping them busy on their own, and the high school kids can help out. But it also reinforces the high school kids. They read the basics that we're giving to those kids and realize, well, this is what I should be doing too. So, you know, as somebody who has, you know, years ago, six, 7 years ago, when we were pushing that, well, we used to call it play and stay, I did an instructional thing on how to use the different balls at the high school level, and I've done that workshop a few times. Because I think that's where our future high school tennis players are going to be, but also recognizing the high school kids that are going to come out, I think that's a great thing. Can you tell us a little bit about that? I know I should be asking you about the alumni program by age, but the apprentice program, I think, is a great something that is a step forward or forward, because those people that I think some of those people will give a free membership to now are going to be paying for a membership in the near future, because our future tennis players and tennis pros and leaders are in high school today.
Without a doubt, John. I mean, the one thing that we've got to do, and I think a lot of people realize this, is we've got to get younger. I mean, there are a lot of people. I will have been certified this next year, and a member of PTR for 30 years. Next year is my 30th anniversary, and again, I still consider myself young, you know, in terms of getting into this. But, and of course, PTR on campus and junior apprentice didn't exist when I was getting into this from the beginning. But, you know, we've been presented an opportunity to get these young people involved. And so, again, through some really good outside-of-the-box thinking, you know, the Junior Apprentice Program is designed for 14- and 15-year-olds to basically come on board with the organization. We're going to help them with their education. They're not going to be certified. I do want to point that out. They will not be certified at this point. But what we're going to do is we're going to turn around and provide them some education, basically a base or a starting point. And then hopefully a lot of these young people will continue and stick with it, and some will end up even making a career out of it down the road. You never know, but there's definitely opportunities there, and we want to make sure that we see them through with these young ones.
I agree. I would make one suggestion to you, and you and Dan and Julie talk and see, and I would ask you to expedite it. I think you should include the 16-year-olds in there too, and I'll tell you why. The vast majority of high school players are not USTA members. So we've got to get them more involved there, what we're working at, and we've got to get them to sit there and work in with the younger kids and develop them. And I think after, if you did that one more year, I know I'm pushy. I've been pushy all my life, as you know. But I think that, and part of the reason I'm asking for this is that I goofed because I told our kids that it was up to 16-year-olds. I thought it was a high school program. And if we could promote in Florida, and I know what we're doing in Florida now, we're going to be doing it in Texas and in California because I was blessed last December to be invited to Texas with their association, and we're being with the three largest group, we're looking to work together and promote things as much as we can together. I think that in the long run, that's going to pay, because I think the thing we have to remember is that the it's a very, very small percentage of high school players that are USTA members. So let's get them hooked. I think at one of the PTR symposiums, Coach Greasy said, I think his presentation was, don't let them see the mountain top through the clouds. In other words, get them hooked. Let's get these kids hooked on tennis.
Yeah, we agree with you, John. I appreciate the feedback. And again, each year, you know, that's the best part. Each year we have gotten younger, you know, which is fantastic. I'm very happy to report that. So we're going to continue to keep driving that and encourage more young people through the Junior Apprentice and the PTR on Campus program to get involved. I know a lot of pros that are out there, and this is a great time of year to talk about this, are always looking for some qualified help, you know, where they need some assistance or court monitors. You know, this is a great opportunity to get some of these older kids that are in their junior programs. This is a great stepping stone and a great first start or first step.
No question. And selfishly for us tennis coaches, that the majority of the players are, when the tennis season's over, they take off, and then like in Florida, they start thinking about tennis again in December. We need them out there, and I think programs like this will help get them out and playing more. And selfishly, you know, as a high school tennis coach, they're going to get better by teaching. I know I don't know how many people I heard tell me that they became a better player after teaching. Matter of fact, Monday I'm having one of my knees replaced because, you know, quite frankly, though I'm considered old by a lot of people, I hope to be involved with the PTR and doing this for a lot of years to come. So all I have to do is be able to walk straight.
Well, I can tell you, John, we sure hope that you stay. You've been a great member, and we sure hope to have you around for a long time. So good luck getting that knee replaced.
Well, I'm sure they'll do a good job on Monday. So I go in first thing, so I'm sure they'll do a good job with it. Let me ask you one more thing. Besides... Well, we might have already answered this. You know, I should follow Dennis' instructions in going by progressions and which way to go through this, because it's the same thing when answering questions. It's funny how the similarities in coaching. Dennis would probably give me hell now. But my number one question was, has the PTR done anything to help coaches work more effectively with parents? And you've addressed that a little, but I probably should have went into that a little sooner. But can you expand on that?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. It's a great question. I mean, it's a perfect follow-up from the fair play and sportsmanship, because it's amazing how many calls I'll receive from parents inquiring about coaches and the education that a lot of our certified coaches have received. And I can tell you without a doubt, we all know this, parents, I mean, play the most important role with their children. They're the backbone of support, and they want to be involved in the journey. So we feel very strongly that and have added education for our coaches in working with parents. And we actually call it that, working with. It's not against or for, but we want to work with them. And the more that we work with them and communicate better and get everybody on the same page, you know, the better the relationship's going to be. A couple of things that came out when we researched a lot of our education, and I'm going to share a couple of these with you because we feel these are very important. We found that 11 to 14 group, especially the group that comes out of 10 and under tennis, they're becoming more independent. We all know that. But their roles are going to, the parents, their roles are going to start to change. So when you go from that child who's so dependent, that really super young player, hey, I've got to be able to see mom out of the corner of my eye sitting in the stands cheering for me. As these kids get a little bit older, you know, they start to distance a little bit and hang with their peers a little more. So we want to make sure that our coaches are well-versed in terms of what happens as these young players mature. We want to make sure that the parents understand that there's going to be some changes as these young children go through life changes, puberty. A lot of parents are going to have concern. What's happened to my child in terms of their ranking? Why are they now behind when they were ahead? We can simply turn around and help them and help explain the process. So when coaches can turn around and help point out that young players will mature at different rates and that, you know, certain children will mature at different levels, and in most cases they'll catch up, but we want to make sure that the parents are well-versed in this area. The other thing that's very important is we strongly encourage regular parent meetings. So, in other words, the more these coaches can, again, communicate with these parents and keep them up to speed, as crazy and hectic as all of our lives are, a lot of these parents are just simply transportation. And we can do better than that. We can keep them informed of their progress, you know, where they are, what they need to work on, what we're going to be working on in the future. And then finally, the last piece, and again, everyone knows this, but the parents are clearly a base of financial support. So as this sport becomes more expensive with tournaments, travel, the coaches and the parents, they need to work together, you know, to develop a plan, you know, or a strategy for, you know, that young player to stay in the game. So, again, we're doing our very best to help coaches work more effectively with parents, and we'll continue to keep pressing that bar up as well.
Well, and that's just so important. And this, I heard, and I don't remember exactly when, because I've been doing it for probably 9 years now. At high school, like I said, in Florida, we start in January that we can start practicing, and in September, and this is what happens when you'll get older, Steve. You can't remember. I always tell people anyway, when I don't give credit, I've stolen almost everything I have. But I can't remember who said it, but at one of the PTR workshops, this discussion was up. And in September, the first Wednesday in September at our school, we have a player-parent meeting. The first Wednesday in October, we have a player-parent meeting. The first Wednesday in November, we have a player-parent meeting. And then in December, we start our conditioning, and when by state rule we're allowed to pick up the tennis racket in January, we're ready for it. The parents know what's going on. They've sold into the program. And the years that followed, other programs would do it. Today, at Sebastian River High School, all the sports do that. The athletic director there, who is well, my own bias, naturally, but I think he's a great guy. First encouraged it, and then the few that didn't get on board said, you know, this is going to be part of it. The season doesn't stay there. We got to get the parents involved earlier. And so what you're doing there, I just think is, you know, there really isn't anything more important than that, because nobody loves these kids like their parents do. They might not always be doing the right thing, but when you think back, you know, how many things that we do that weren't right, but we meant well. So it's just knowing that. I always tell people the greatest thing about being my age is you have selective memory, and with selective memory, you did all, you remember all the smart things you did, and the dumb things you did, they're back in your mind somewhere, but you just never go searching for them.
Well, again, John, we certainly appreciate all you're doing, and we know we're doing the right things, that's for certain, and we just need to get more people active, involved, and take a vested interest, and we're all going to be very happy for a long time to come.
I think so. Well, you know, we shot through 50 minutes already. I just can't believe that. But is there anything you'd like to close with and say either about the PTR or just in general, or anything you would like to say in the next couple minutes before I say goodbye to you?
Yeah, John, there's three things. You know, again, I touched on a couple of things that we were doing for 2015, but I want to give everybody a little bit more in terms of what we're trying to do, in terms of our growth. There are three initiatives that we've been working on. Number one, we've got a great program that's actually having its 25th anniversary this year. It's called our ACE program, which is our diversity program tailored to getting more coaches of color involved in the sport. We want to get more coaches working inner city. We want to help them with their education and certification. As you know, we inducted Arthur Ashe into our Hall of Fame this past year, and in memory of Arthur, our board turned around and designated funds to relaunch ACE, and it's been incredibly successful. So we're marching actually out to roughly around 30 cities and making a great difference in terms of diversity out there. The other piece that I want to mention is we're trying to get more females into the coaching industry. We want to get more women coaches, obviously, into this industry. The more we can do that, obviously, the better. And in fact, we're going to have some pretty good announcements coming out here, you know, pretty soon in terms of where we're going in that direction. And then, you know, the final piece, and I mentioned this earlier, is, again, we need to continue to get younger. So, you know, with those three things going and all the different educational offerings and continuing education offerings that are out there, we've got a lot going on, and we certainly look forward to serving everybody for many, many years to come.
Well, and I'm certainly proud to be part of the organization. I look forward to the future. I thank you and Dan. I know that I think back years ago, Dennis saying this is just the beginning. You know, it's a progression to go through, and we're going to progress. And I don't know if he thought about progressing to get younger, but I see what you're doing. And I think I thank you. And please thank everybody there for the fine job that they're doing with the PTR.
John, thank you. I will be certain to pass that along. And for anyone that's out there, please feel free to contact me anytime. You know, we've got a very family-oriented culture here, so if there's anything that we can do to assist any of those coaches that are out there in any way, please don't hesitate. Let us know.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Steve. I look forward to seeing you soon. And look at your schedule in December 10th, 11th, and 12th, or see if you can find somebody for us in Daytona Beach. Maybe we'd love to have you. Thank you very much, and thank
Please.
Everybody.
Greatly appreciate it. Thank you, John.
Everybody, you've heard me talk about the PTR. many times before when you've been a member for something than as long as I have, and you're proud of what they're doing. And there's a lot of great organizations out there. The USTA is doing a great job. I think the USPTA has grown. I think competition is great, and I think the organizations have become better because the demands are there to become better. And that's what we're trying to do with Florida High School. This is why we ask you, is your coach a FHSTCA certified tennis coach? If not, why not? Who are the people? I know the USTA is talking about going out and training. In my own mind, I don't understand why they don't go to the state high school teaching organizations when we're the people that are there and know it. And every state is different. In Texas, in California, in Florida, we're the people on the front lines going there. And who are we? We're USTA members. We're PTR members. We're USPTA members. So we have that special training. And when we go for the certification, once you pass the original certification that satisfies an athletic director feeling comfortable to have you on the court, where do you accumulate after that? You accumulate by the knowledge given to you by the USPA or the PTR or the USPTR or going through the human kinetic studies. So we don't charge more for those things. We sit there and give you credit for all the training. We encourage the tennis coaches to go out, become PTR coaches, continue teaching. But there is a difference between a tennis pro and a tennis coach. And I'm writing a short thing on that now. I'll share a little of it now. I'm asked all the time, what's the main difference? The main difference you have to remember is that as a tennis pro, my job is to make you happy, to give you what you want. As a tennis coach, my job is to give you what you need to become better. So there is a difference there. I thank the PTR and Steve Keller for the fine job they're doing. Next week we will be talking to Emery Riddle's boys, men and women coach. Steve Keller. Steve Keller is the following week from Steve Edge is the following week. Next week, Dave Pasquale from Emery Riddle will be our guest. I remind you that this December at a workshop, Wilson will be giving out Coach of the Year awards in the 1A, 2A, 3A, and 4A of FHSAA. If you have a good coach, nominate your coach. If you have a coach that shouldn't be nominated, then you should be thinking about doing something about that too. But we can't thank Wilson enough. They've been the main sponsor with our All-Star event. We talked about team connection. This year, Dean Street Insurance came through big time for us. And a tennis coach is almost a little like having an insurance policy. We're not going to see that everybody is going to be a success or they're going to be a tennis star. But FHSTCA certified tennis team coach is going to know how to handle when your player has the crisis. When something happens, they're going to be able to get them back on the on track again, just like an insurance policy will help you get back on your feet again. If you don't have a your community, then by all means, go out to www.deanstreetinsurance.com. And get the information on Dean Street Insurance. And again, I apologize for last week with Florida Tennis Magazine, but you should find the issues at your tennis complex now. If not, go to our webpage under resource and to press. press, you will see my stories every month. And if you go to the link and go to Florida Tennis Magazine, you'll always be able to get last month's issue. I know you're probably like me and rather read it off, but we'll have it online for you. Have a blessed week. Tell your friends to listen next week, and I look forward to hearing from you next week.